Title: Push an Amen Style Top Loop for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's do a really classic drum and bass move. We're going to take an Amen Style break, turn it into a top loop, and then push it into this VHS rave zone. Think crunchy air, slightly band limited, a little wobbly, a little noisy but still tight, rolling, and actually usable in a modern DNB mix. By the end, you'll have a simple, reusable chain you can drop on almost any break top layer, plus a couple easy automation moves that instantly make it feel like arrangement, not just a loop repeating. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. If you're brand new to DNB, just pick 174 so you're in the pocket. Now create three tracks, one for your kick and snare. These are your main hits. One audio track for the MN top loop, and a bass track for later, even if you don't fill it in yet. Just mentally leave space for it. Important mindset shift: the top loop is not your punch. It's motion. It's glue. It's grit. If your kick and snare aren't feeling good, the top loop won't save it. But once your kick and snare are solid, the top loop makes the whole record feel alive. Now, choose your Amen loop. Drag an Amen break into the audio track you made. Click the clip, and make sure warp is turned on. In clip view, set warp mode to beats. This is usually the safest for breaky material, especially when we're focusing on hats and little transients. Set preserve to 1/16 to start. If your loop is really busy and the hats start sounding zippered or fizzy, try 1/32. That one change can make fast hat chatter sound way cleaner. Now look for the transient loop mode settings in beats mode. Bring the envelope up to somewhere around 60 to 80%. You're listening for a choppy bite. Too low and it's kind of floppy. Too high and it can get clicky and unnatural. We're going for break texture, not broken audio. At this point, don't stress too hard about the SAG BPM number. Just make sure the loop is warping cleanly to your project tempo. Now we're going to make it a top loop, meaning we strip the low end out so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Add EQ8 as the very first device on the top loop track. Turn on a high pass filter and start around 250 HE. You can move it up toward 350 if the loop still feels chunky, or down toward 200 if it starts sounding too thin. But generally, 250 is a great beginner starting point. Then, optional but super common, if the hats are harsh, do a gentle dip around 6 to 8 kHE, just 2 to 4 dB down, with a medium Q. You're taking the spray off, not muting the loop. Quick teacher tip: you're not trying to make this loop sound amazing solo. You're trying to make it sit above kick and snare without stealing headroom. Next, timing and shuffle. DNB lives in micro timing. Even tiny changes make a loop feel either like it's rolling or like it's stuck. Open your groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove, something like a 16 swing in the mid range. Drop it onto your Amen clip. Now in the groove settings, set timing to about 10 to 25%. Keep it subtle. For beginners, I'd rather you go too little than too much, because extreme swing can make the snare feel late and messy. Velocity can be 0 to 15% if you want a bit more movement. Random, keep it tiny, like 0 to 5%. We want human, not sloppy. You don't have to commit the groove. You can, but leaving it uncommitted lets you adjust it per section later, which is really powerful. Also, a quick practical move: if your loop feels like it's slightly ahead or behind your snare, nudge the clip start marker a few milliseconds until it locks. Sometimes that's all it takes. Now for the fun part: the VHS Rave color chain. This is all stock Ableton Live 12 devices. On the Amen top loop track, we're going to build this chain in order: drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8, then redux, then chorus ensemble, then utility, then glue compressor. Let's do drum bus first. Drum bus is your smack and crunch box. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Start at 10 and listen. Turn boom off. We'd already high passed, and we do not want fake low end creeping back in. Use damp around 10 to 30% to tame fizz. Then adjust transients. If you want more snap, go positive, like plus 5 to plus 20. But here's the VHS trick: if the hats are too pokey, try going slightly negative on transients instead of EQing more highs out. That rounding often feels more like tape. Keep an eye on output level. Drum bus can add level fast. Next, add saturator. For a tapish thickness, try soft sine for smooth, or analog clip for a slightly more aggressive edge. Set drive around plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. If you want a little nasal VHS push, open the color section and aim it around 3 to 6 kHE. Keep it subtle. This is top texture, not a distortion showcase. Now, after saturation, we clean up again. Add another EQ8 after saturator. Yes, again, this is normal. Sometimes drive brings back lows, so high pass again somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz if needed. If it's harsh, you can do a tiny notch or dip around 10 to 12 kHz, maybe 2 dB down, hue around 1.5. If it's dull, add a very gentle wide boost around 4 to 6 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB. Small moves, always small moves on top loops. Now we hit redux, where the lo-fi character really shows up. Turn bit reduction on and set it around 10 bits as a starting point. Then set downsample around 2.0. Turn on the redux filter. Set the filter frequency around 9 kHz, with low resonance. This is a big part of that band limited, old media vibe. Here's the big warning. It's very easy to overredux until it turns into white noise and you lose groove definition. If your loop stops sounding like hats and ghost notes and starts sounding like static, back it off. Now we add the wobble. Drop in chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode, and keep it gentle. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, so it's low. Amount or depth low to medium. Mix around 10 to 25%. You're listening for drift, not for obvious whooshy chorus. If it starts sounding facey, reduce the mix. Next is utility, for control and mono compatibility. Turn bass mono on. Even though we high passed, this helps keep anything sneaky stable. Set width somewhere around 80 to 120% depending on the vibe. And here's a really important habit. Do a quick phase reality check. Temporarily map a key to utility's mono switch and toggle it. If your hats disappear or get papery in mono, pull the width back toward 90 to 100 and consider lowering chorus mix. This is one of those pro habits that makes your tracks translate everywhere. Finally, glue compressor to make the loop feel like it's part of the grid. Set attack around 3 milliseconds to start. Release on auto or manually around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Don't crush it. We're gluing, not flattening. Leave makeup off and just match the output level by ear. Quick gain staging coach note. If your saturation tone feels inconsistent bar to bar, don't fight it with a fader. Use clip gain, the clip volume, to feed your chain more consistently. Then use the track fader only for mix balance. That's a huge why does my distortion sound random. Fix. Okay. Now we add the extras that sell the VHS illusion. Hiss and a tiny room. For hiss, create a new audio track called hiss. Drop in a noise sample or room tone. Add auto filter and band limit it. High pass around 2 to 4 kHz and low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. Now it sits like tape noise, not like a full range blast. Add saturator with a little drive, plus 2 to 4 dB, soft clip if needed. Optionally widen it with utility, maybe 120%. If you want it to feel really clean in the mix, sidechain compress the hiss from the snare. Just 1 to 2 dB of ducking. It's subtle, but it makes the snare feel like it's punching through a living texture. Now for room. Use hybrid reverb. Pick a small room or ambience. Set decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep wet low, like 5 to 12%. Or better, put hybrid reverb on a return track so you can send just a little and automate it cleanly. And one extra tip that keeps it vintage and tight. Filter into the reverb. Put a EQ8 before the reverb on the return. High pass around 600 to 1K. Low pass around 7 to 9K. Now the reverb stays small and doesn't smear your groove. Now we make it move. This is where your loop stops beating a loop and starts being part of the arrangement. Here are three easy automation moves. First, pre-drop tension, the last 4 to 8 bars before a drop. Slowly close a low-pass filter down to about 6 to 8 kHz, and then snap it open right at the drop. At the same time, nudge redux downsample up a little and push saturator drive up, maybe 1 to 2 dB. You're basically aging the tape as you approach the moment. Second, during the drop, clean it up slightly. Bring downsample back closer to 2.0. Keep it aggressive but clearer. Let your kick and snare lead. If it feels stiff, increase groove timing a little in the groove pool for that section. You can automate groove amount across sections, which is a really underrated trick. Third, end of phrase fills. Duplicate the clip for a 1-bar fill at the end of 8 or 16 bars. Turn the beat's envelope up for more chop, and automate a quick reverb burst for that bar only. Then bring it back to normal. That little overcooked moment screams jungle without needing extra samples. If you want an even more classic jungle impact trick, cut out a tiny slice of the top loop right before a snare hit, like an eighth note or even a quarter beat. That micro silence makes the next hit feel huge. Now, if your chain is so vibey that it gets mushy, here's a common modern move: layer a clean tick. You can duplicate the top loop track, or do it inside an audio effect rack as a parallel chain. On the clean layer, just high pass higher, like 400 to 600 Hz, and keep it mostly clean. No redux. Maybe the tiniest saturation, maybe none. Blend it in super low, like -12 to -20 dB. You won't hear it as a separate thing, but you'll feel the definition come back. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid the big beginner traps. Mistake 1. Leaving too much low end in the top loop. That will fight your kick and sub and kill headroom. High pass it. Mistake 2. Overdoing redux until it turns to static. Keep movement. Keep transients. Mistake 3. Too much reverb. Jungle tops need articulation. Bass, not wash. Mistake 4. Widening too hard so it disappears in mono. Do the mono check early. Mistake 5. No gain staging. Every saturation stage adds level. Match outputs as you go. And mistake 6. Using the wrong warp mode. For breaky tops, beats is usually safer than complex. Now a quick 10 to 15 minute practice run you can do right now.